listening to the U-Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U-Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today joining me is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. We are starting again a great session, and this is session two of the study, Irrefutable, Prophecies That Point Us to Jesus. This second session is called The Light in the Darkness. Now, we know that we live in an evil world, and left on our own, we are full of darkness and sin. When we look at Jesus and see who he is, though, Jesus is the light of our life. But when we see that, this reveals that we are sinful people. So this session is about the prophecy that points to Jesus as the light of the world. Thankfully, God did not leave us in darkness. Our scripture for today is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 3, and then John chapter 1, verses 1 through 9.
All right, so the point of our lesson today is that Jesus shines his light into a dark world, another irrefutable truth. So our first point then under this is that he dawns in our darkness. He dawns in our darkness. Let me read Isaiah 9, 1 through 3. Nevertheless, the gloom of the deserted land will not be like that of the former times when he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will bring honor to the way of the sea, to the land east of the Jordan, and to Galilee of the nations. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness. And you have enlarged the nation and increased its joy. The people have rejoiced before you as they rejoice at harvest time and as they rejoice when dividing spoils. And so here it is, a dark, dark world. And so, Christina, tell us, what is the Bible talking about in the biblical time that was so dark?
Well, Mark, this is about the time when the Assyrians had invaded some of the northern tribes. And two of those tribes are mentioned here, Zebulun and Naphtali, I believe that's the way you pronounced it. And so the people are suffering. They have been placed in captivity, and it's equivalent to walking in darkness. And so there's no hope for them right now until they receive a sign. And that sign comes from God and indicates that God has not given up on his people.
All right. So in their dark time, God gave a sign that he would be shining his light. And in our dark times as well, because if their nation was having problems, our nation today is also having problems. And this in our nation seems like a dark time. And so the political scene seems dark. Right now, the health scene is dark because of the pandemic. The economic scene because of inflation. All of these things are kind of converging. And then just the racial tensions and the attitudes of the people all seem to be a hovering cloud of darkness. And so the wonderful thing about Jesus is he brings light. So it says, the verse number two, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. The light dawned on those living in darkness. And so as we approach this Christmas season, man, we have the opportunity to let this Christmas season also be a light that is shining in the midst of the darkness that's around us. What else are you thinking on this first section, Christina?
You know, also, Mark, when they see the light, they will rejoice. And this rejoicing won't be the type of rejoicing that we have in our churches, but this will be a great rejoice. You know, the Bible says here that they will rejoice according to the time of harvest. So the time when the hard work is off and the bounty has come in, and they will be celebrating victory, just like, you know, teams do in the locker room. We've seen those teams win championships. So it's that type of indication that they will be rejoicing.
All right. So so the second point is that light shines through his life. So we're talking about Jesus. Light shines through his life. And so let me read this second section, which is John 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that has been created. In him was life. And that life was the light of men. So this is a beautiful passage. I've always remembered and appreciated this particular passage. But light shines through his life. And that's one of the great truths that we get to see through here. So Jesus Christ is light. He helps us to be able to see God. And when you can truly see God, God shines a light, helping us to see every other thing that's around us more clearly. Mm-hmm. And so so there are times when we don't think that we have a clear vision or a clear understanding or we're not walking in a clear direction. But the light of the Word of God opens up our eyes so that we can begin to see relationships, experiences, culture, philosophy, all those things from God's perspective. And that is the way that in the midst of a dark world, God shines his light. He opens up our ability to see and understand more clearly in the midst of the darkness that we are experiencing. What are you seeing here, Christina?
And Mark, we see here too that this is possible because of the deity of Christ. You know, he was the one who created the world. He was there at the very beginning. And so we have here the power of his being. And so as that type of being, then he has this tremendous light that he can give us. And it, you know, it's a spiritual light as well as a natural light. It's a light that will help us to live despite the dark world that is around us. You know, just think about this. If the light of Jesus had not come into the world or was not in us, then this would be a very, very evil place. in which we live. So, you know, we should give honor and praise for the light that is in our lives.
All right. That's great. That's great. So the third point here is reminds us that he lights every life. He lights every life. And so let's go ahead and read this last section. John 1:5-9. The light that shines in the darkness, and yet the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. And so let me just say, sometimes people have had trouble with this idea that God gives light to everyone. But two things. One, God is the only light, right? So the scripture reminds us that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness can't overcome it. There's only one true light. And so if anybody's going to have light, it's going to come from him. And so two, the only way that any of us have become Christians is because the light of God shined in our lives in order to draw us to faith. So remember what the scripture says, while we were yet sinners, Christ loved us. And so Christ was working in your life and mine long before we were ready to give our hearts and lives to him. So that meant we were still sinners. And so he shined his light into our dark lives in order to draw us to a relationship with him. Yes, he is the light that lights the heart of everyone, just like it says in verse number 9, and he was coming into the world. What are you seeing in here, Christina?
Amen, Mark. And when we follow the true light, we can avoid walking blindly and falling into sin. You know, he lights our path. He is the light in the darkness. This is a great metaphor for the times in which we live, because we live in a dark, dark world. And so as we are as believers, then we represent all that's good and all that's wonderful, all that's kind, all that's loving because of the light that is in us. And we have committed ourselves to follow that light. You know, Jesus said about himself, I am the light of the world. He's not saying that he is a light, but he is the light. So, you know, so we need to follow him. And when we follow him, we will never walk in darkness. The darkness will just, it's like taking a candle, taking a light into a dark room. The darkness flees when that candle is brought into the room. So when our light is shown into the world, then the darkness flees around us.
And so our job is like the job of John the Baptist. Verse number 8, he was not the light, just like we are not the light, but came to testify about the light. And that's our job right there. Our job is to let the world know about the true light that has come into the world, Jesus Christ. He shines light in the dark places of our existence. So this is a great lesson for this season as we approach the celebration of the Savior's birth, Christmas. We get to see that he, the light, is coming into the world. And, you know, and we celebrate with so many lights, don't we? Lights on our trees, lights on our houses. Lights are all about this celebration. And every time you see a Christmas light this year, be reminded that that light is testifying about the presence of the living Christ, Jesus. All right. So if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment, because Christine is going to give us a powerful teaching tip for today. But I just want to remind each of you that you can get your copy of the You Bible Study from lifeway.com/you. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is designed for us and by us. It comes with digital availability, a great leaders pack. It aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. You don't want to miss this, especially this series of lessons that gives us the powerful understanding of our salvation, but also the reason for the season we're in right now. All right, Christina, give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, Mark, our teaching tip for today is stop and reflect. So teachers, leaders, take time for a moment to just think about the previous week's session, the last session that we studied about God is with us. Think about what went well as you led that session. What would you do differently? Did you notice any aha moments from the learners? Did they walk away with a new and stronger understanding of what it means that God is with us? If there are any points you need to clarify from last week's session, make a note and prepare to follow up with the learners at the beginning of this session. This is being reflective. A reflective teacher means that you're growing and you are bringing a new understanding at a deeper level. So make reflecting on each session a natural part of your teaching preparation.
All right, so that's very great. So friends, have a great Christmas season. Celebrate this time, but always remember Jesus is the reason for the season. And it's a great time to share your testimony about how he has brought light into your life. I wish I could be there when you're making this study. But join us again for another You Bible Study, friends, because you never know where God will take you.